The time is 8:30. We stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Citizens addressing council. We don't have any more, right? Thank you. Committee reports. We'll start off with Mrs. Hager. Street sidewalk and lighting.
Street sidewalk and lighting. There's nothing to report this evening, and with that, I guess.
Thank you. Mrs. Beck, planning annexation and codes.
Thank you. This evening, planning annexation and codes met in council chambers. We have three pieces of things to consider. Letter from Mayor William Judge requesting legislation giving recognition for and supporting April 2026 as Fair Housing Month. There were two appointments to the Tax Incentive Review Council, Stacey Carr and Corey Hunt, as well as two appointments to the Barberton Housing Council for Mayor William Judge and Corey Hunt. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Mrs. Beck. Mrs. Stoll.
Thank you, Mr. President. The City Utilities Committee met on February 9th in council chambers at 7:09 p.m. We discussed, we have a piece of legislation, a letter from Denny Weaver, Utilities Director, requesting legislation authorizing the mayor to apply for, accept, and enter into Water Pollution Control Loan Fund Agreement on behalf of the City of Barberton for design, bidding, construction, administration, and construction of the wastewater facilities project. Emergency wording and one reading requested. We also have legislation on hold pending the discussion out of NOPEC and IEC from the presentations we saw tonight. And that's it. That I pass.
Thank you, Mrs. Stoll. Public welfare and safety.
Thank you, Mr. President. Public welfare and safety has nothing to report.
Thank
you. With that, I pass.
Mrs. Gearhart, Rules, Marketing, and Development.
Thank you, President Griffin. Rules, Marketing, and Development has nothing to report. With that, I pass.
Thank you. Mrs. Miller, City Environmental Health and Social Services.
Environmental Health and Social Services has nothing to report. And with that, I pass.
Thank you. Mr. Moore, City Properties, Parks, and Recreation.
Thank you, Mr. President. The City Properties, Parks, and Recreation Committee has nothing to call for this evening. However, I would like to report that based on the citizen addressing council this evening, I would like to invite the commission and the Parks Director here next week to join our committee meeting to have further conversation. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Mr. Foreman. Finance and Personnel.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance and Personnel met at 8:05. We had several requests for legislation. A letter from Jeremy Fleicher, Finance Director, requesting legislation to authorize payment to Minutemen HR Management Services. That was put on consent agenda. We also had a letter from Lisa Miller, Law Director, requesting legislation to enter a one-year contract with Legal Defender's Office. To provide legal representation to indigent persons in the amount of $250. That was put on consent agenda. Then we had of $1,600,000 for road repaving and construction program. That was put on consent agenda. Then we had a note for $1,300,000 Worcester Road West Waterline. That was put on consent agenda. And then we had another note of $325,000 storm sewer management improvement. That was put on consent agenda. Then we had a letter from Jamie Iceman, Human Resource Director, requesting legislation to amend the ordinance 89-2025 to establish the position of a part-time director of public safety. That was put on consent agenda. A letter from Chief David Blackie, requesting legislation to join both the AGAC and the SABIC buying purchasing group. That was put on a consent agenda, and we adjourned at 8:30. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Foreman. Report for the President. Okay, tonight was a really a long night, and we had the presentations. I tried to give them enough time. Some of the stuff was redundant, of course, but we had to let them say what they wanted to say. And as far as the citizens addressing council, it should be 5 minutes, but we can't let them go over if I choose to. And some of that maybe was a little redundant too. But I think in the future, we should really try and get our messages, what we're gonna say, and say them in a quick and orderly manner. And as far as addressing the people, when somebody's speaking, we can ask questions in a committee of the whole, but we're not gonna get into a debate and the meeting gets out of control and everybody's talking at one time. We're not gonna do that. We're gonna be civil and try to do this in an orderly, orderly manner. And that's all I have to say. Do we have anything from department heads? Mr. Flaker.
Mrs. Miller wanted me to remind you to appoint the deputy clerk of council.
Yes, yes, thank you. Mr. Stahl.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to nominate Anna Ramsey to deputy clerk of council.
Second.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Opposed, rather? Mrs. Hannah Ramsey is our deputy clerk. Thank you.
Clerk of council.
Clerk of council, yes. Thank you for that correction. Yes.
Are you doing remarks from the body?
Yes.
One of the residents that spoke this evening, I believe his name was Resident Heidick. Just kidding. Sorry, too late for jokes. A couple of things that he brought up. I was curious, Mayor, like, I know we passed to get it on the ballot for the broadcasting of the meetings, but, like, who then set on council to go and tell everybody you need to be recording?
Not at all. It should be either recorded video and audio, or just audio, and it should be uploaded to the website, so I'm going to look into that, and I'll get back to you. So I'm not sure if there's a separate page, that everything goes to this one page, the boards and commissions page, or if it's, planning commission goes to planning department's page, so I'm going to look into that.
Yeah, because he made it like it was on council, and we just didn't care to enforce charter rules, and I don't believe that to be the case. And then the other thing, last week I asked about the Cox Herald Powell. You're going to have an internal meeting and get back, and then he's coming to say that the contract was canceled.
Well, and so, yeah, I spoke to him after he was done talking. We have not received any official documentation that the contract has been canceled. Okay. We have an internal meeting tomorrow. It's our thought that it will be, but we haven't received anything official.
Okay.
So that's what I told him.
Just tricky when a resident's coming to tell us something has happened.
And I don't know where he got that from. We have a meeting tomorrow.
Right.
If he would have reached out and asked, and I don't know if he reached out to someone else, I don't know where he got his information, but we have not received anything official.
Okay. And you'll
I have not received anything official.
And then you'll update us after the meeting?
Of course.
Thank you. Oh, and thank you, Mr. Witten, for being here.
Yes.
Thank you. Have anything else? Mrs. Beck?
I wanted to thank you for coming in right after the BZA and coming in there, and talking about, like, hey, you made a good rule, but there needs to be more work. And I think that, like, when we do these things, we assume that it's working on the other end of things, and that we're just kind of, like, making things a little bit better. But I see how frustrated you are, and your story is very frustrating, and I'm glad that you came in and told it.
I appreciate that, and I want to make it clear, I am more than willing to be the guy on the other side of the fence that can give feedback on how I, from my perspective as a landlord, what I think we might be able to do to actually make use of those dollars in an effective way without, I have some ideas, but my concerns are that it's really going to inundate the building department with a lot of paperwork and bog them down, because it's going to require a lot of back and forth to reimburse landlords, because now the city has become stewards of our money. And so if I have to go to them and get it back and put it into my property, I will do that. And I expressed that to them as well. I want to make it clear, when I was there, I said, if you give me back my penalty, I said, I will bring you a receipt that shows I put this back into my property. I have no problem doing that. I just want to make effective use of my dollars to make the city better. I truly do. I mean, look, let's be frank. It's going to come off as an expenditure for me either way.
Of course.
I'm going to write it off. Is it going to be a write-off that is actually going to translate into something positive within the city? Now, that's not to take away from the work the building department does. I don't want to do that. I watch the guy be so frustrated. Sometimes it feels like they're probably trying to beat through a brick wall with their fists. I've seen the frustration, especially when Kyle Bryden and David Sykes, when they were in the building department, I was a little bit closer with them, and I watched them frustrated every day trying to just make the city better and feel like they were just met with a brick wall. I'm happy to try to be the big guy on the other end of the fence that comes with ideas. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
That's Mr.
Thank you, Mr. President. Was there a glitch in the system?
Yes.
That was used to send out these invoices?
Yes.
Because I will tell you that I received an invoice for a house that I haven't owned since 07. And it was never a rental. So I just don't. Was there a glitch? Or?
To be fair, that's why I've never taken it seriously. And I'm glad that we finally are, but it's really going to require us to do it right. I've never taken it seriously. My invoices have always come screwed up. And then I always am just like, whatever, I'll swing in the building department, I'll make it right. And it's a back burner kind of thing. You guys came out with some teeth, I'll give you that. I mean, it doubled. It came on as an assessment, and it was double. And I'm going to have to take my licking. But man, it's worse than that if you get caught up in that arbitrage. Because I have looked at it, and man, I'm worried we're going to piss off the wrong guy. I really am.
Brad, when you said you have to reapply every year, do you have to pay for that?
No. So it is free. It is just you informing the city that the property is a rental. And what it is, it's making a list so that the building department can keep an eye on things and make sure. I mean, look, we've all seen it. The plighted rentals around town. I don't want that. Truth be told, I'd rather see my dollars go towards a fund that I knew was doing something positive and raise my property values. I'm playing long tail in this. If I can truly make more money as a landlord, that's why I never understood slumlords. Sorry to throw like some slang, like derogatory terminology, but like, I never understood wanting to own something and not focusing on the long tail. The real money is to be made in the property value going up over time. That's where it's at. And you can cover your expenses in the mortgage and make a couple bucks along the way. Play the long tail and invest back in your city. This is my take. So.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, you want to finish the mayor's report?
Sorry.
I know
that was a question for you, I'm sorry. No.
It was a question for you, but whatever.
So there was a glitch in the system. So it sent, I don't know how, but it sent an invoice to anyone who has owned a rental at some point. That's what we were told. But we know that there were other people that got invoices who may have owned a single family home and lived there. And I don't know how far back it went. There have been issues in the past. We have been in discussion with iWork to rectify this because it cost us more money and time to fix this. It's an easy fix. People call the building department in a couple minutes and it's taken care of, right? But then there's a value to that time and that expense that we're doing. So we're trying to get this fixed. One of the things that I find unbelievably fascinating that we've been trying to fix as well is if we've got 3,000 rentals, most likely they're not going to change hands within a 2 to 3 week period from middle of December to the first of the year, right? So why can't we start printing off the invoices in December so they're ready to go first of January? Even if you receive it December 30th or even December 20th, you can pay it. I mean, it's not valid until the next year, right? A couple days away. But I've been told through that iWorks cannot print something that is for data. So we're working on that, and we told them there's no excuses. We have to get this right and get this taken care of. So we're working on that as we speak.
Yes, but on that, is there no like digital way to pay?
Once you get on your invoice, you should be able to pay it online.
Okay.
There's some people that will pay it before they get their invoice because they know it's coming. There's other people that will not refuse to pay it until they get an invoice because they want that record.
But to be clear, I was just told in a BZA meeting, Dave Sykes asked Todd Shreves. Todd didn't answer directly, but he didn't answer at all. And I have to go back and listen to the recording. And I'm not here to pin somebody else. Dave Sykes asked, are we even required to send an invoice? And kind of the general consensus was, without really answering the question, I'm just supposed to know because the legislation is in place. It's no different than any other piece of legal legislation that's on the books that is the law that you have to follow. It's my job to know that that was an ordinance. And I just simply said to them, I'm like, that is so illogical. I understand that there's a system in place. You guys are sending out invoices, but the out was used. Well, we're not even really required to send it by the ordinance. That's a courtesy. I was told that that is used as a courtesy.
Well, so it may not be stated in the ordinance, I'm not sure. But if you've had a rental and you've paid it at least once, you know that you have to pay it the next year. I don't know if it's in any type of ordinance. I could be wrong. I don't know. If it's an ordinance that would pay, send out a utility invoice. I don't know. You know, if you're using water, you're using gas, you're using electric, you will pay for you over that. So I don't know if it's in an ordinance or not. We got to check. So that was not at the BZA meeting either. So.
Okay. Fair enough. Just on that, is there a solve in like looking at an updated programming software potentially to get with the 21st century to be able to digitally send out invoices?
So that's what we're talking about. I mean, iWork does way more than just the rental registration.
Okay.
But that component of it is something that needs fixed.
It's pricey, yeah. Okay.
ASAP.
Okay, thank you. So.
All right, in terms of the budget, starting next week, I'll get to you as soon as I can, as soon as I get feedback from the department heads, a list of who's going to be presenting. So Mr. Flaker will come up. He knows his department better than anyone else. I've worked with him on his budget, but he'll get up and kind of give you the highlights, right? It's not going to go through every little thing, hey, $50 for here or whatever, but if you have questions, definitely ask. So I'll get you that list, and it may change. I kind of assign people dates, and we'll see if they're going to give feedback on what date works best for them. Mr. Flaker gives his presentation, answers questions. 2 weeks go by, you still have questions, definitely ask. If Mr. Flaker makes his presentation and does not come in 2 weeks, then I mean, obviously just send those questions because we're going to go through this, and the council members from last year will tell you, when you get into utilities and you get into the courts, there are a lot of funds and a lot of state rules and different rules that we have to follow, state and federal. So there's a lot of information that's going to be thrown at you in a month's time. So get us those questions if you want. As I put in the email, if you want to meet outside of council and go over things a little more detailed, definitely get a hold of us and ask those questions. If you email us questions, we will get the answer and email respond to all of council, because if you have a question, most likely someone else on council has it as well. So, any questions about that? You'll see how it kind of unfolds over the next few weeks. All right, change for change is Friday the 27th at the Boost, benefiting victim assistance. We want to thank Councilperson Moore. He brought to our attention about the trash dumpster that was behind Subway downtown last week. It was overflowing with trash. We immediately contacted Kimball. There was actually a Republic and a Kimball dumpster there. Contacted Kimball. They had gone out there several times. There was a pickup truck parked in front of the Kimball dumpster, so they couldn't service it. I wish they would have contacted us when they were out there so we could have towed the car or done something to get it moved. Councilperson Moore, then you contacted them Saturday or Sunday, yesterday. And so they were out, they were scheduled to go out today to get it, but went out yesterday and got it taken care of. We were also in the process of citing the property owner. So I'm not sure who's going to pay for that, if there is a charge, but it shouldn't be the city, it should be the property owner. And I did get a call about the property, a new business that wants to go in there, so I'm following up on that. It was on Facebook that was a city dumpster on a city lot, so just publicly want to state that that dumpster was privately contracted with people, even though they are a city trash hauler, they still do commercial work. So it was privately contracted and sat on private property. Same time yesterday, there was a small gas leak in Barberton. Nobody was in danger, and Enbridge came out on Sunday and classified it really like not that big of a deal, something that can kind of wait. They got in touch with Oops, they were out yesterday and fixed it, so it's been resolved. I do want to thank the representatives from NOPEC and IDC for presenting this evening. And just to be clear, this is another thing that was on Facebook, the city does not negotiate the cost of gas and electric rates for our aggregation. That's why we work with these professionals, and they negotiate on our behalf. As we've seen, the price fluctuates so much. Talking to Mr. Shreve today, the price changed again. So whether it's the price, the term, all these things change very frequently. Getting locked in at the lowest rate is what we try to do. But again, it's not negotiated by the city directly. No matter which way we go, we always encourage residents to find out what's the lowest rate to benefit them. Whether look at the rate, look at the term, look at the service provider, all those things, and go with what they feel is best. This is just one option. So again, want to thank NOPEC and IEC for being here. In terms of comments made earlier about the Parks Commission, they had a meeting to talk about the Parks Director. A while ago, it was scheduled on a Thursday. I was asked to be there. Sometime in the afternoon, one of the members emailed and said that they were sick. So there were only three of the five members there. They were scheduled to go into executive session. They went into executive session, came out, no vote was taken. They quickly scheduled a special meeting for the next week. It was the next Tuesday or Wednesday, I can't recall. All five members went there. They went into executive session. It was publicly advertised. They went to executive session, they came out of executive session, and they may have discussed, I was not at that when they came, I was not at the meeting when they came out of executive session. They may have discussed it more and they took a vote. So just to kind of clarify some of that. When talking about recommendations from HR, it's important to get the full context, not just that what can be brought up through a public records request, but the full context. So, I can get more into that later, but this is kind of a moving target right now. So, finally, just want to kind of piggybacking off of what Councilperson Harris said. It was on Facebook, a picture of a bus in a hole. We were actively working on a water main break or searching for it. Everyone is okay, but it could have turned out pretty bad. As Councilman Harris said, our crew in the middle of the street, you had an Oops driver from Benchmark. They opened up the doors, the bus was coming, they swerved to miss it, and they found the leak. So I believe it was just one tire that was in the hole, but got everyone out safe, and but could have been bad. So that's all I know. I was not there. I know that you were up there or stopped up there.
Yes.
It's important whenever you're driving, even if it's 50 degrees and you've had to drive slow over the last 2 months, to take everything with precaution. You don't need city employees or vehicles or anyone else hit, hurt, or damaged. But I do want to thank our street department and our utility department. They've been out, they're making asphalt at some of the plants. So they've been out in the last few days fixing potholes and working with the utilities department addressing water breaks and the restoration of water cutouts. They will continue to address these issues as there's a break in the cold weather. If you've seen the forecast, it's supposed to be close to 60 tomorrow. Chance of rain the rest of the week, and then when we get in the weekend, dip down to the 30s. So, and then high wind after that. So the more asphalt, permanent asphalt we can get down and laid, the better we'll all be. So if you were on Facebook, you may have seen some other pictures. There's a major water main break in Wadsworth. there was a sinkhole in Akron where several cars went in, so there were some kind of funny comments that it happens outside of Barberton as well. So sometimes we're insulated that it happens here, and I realize that most of us are driving the roads in Barberton exclusively, or really not going too far out. And so you talk to residents from other communities, and they may say, well, our roads are the best, and your road's this, and those roads that. It happens everywhere. It's Northeast Ohio. If we were really looking to make a good living, we would own a salt mine and an asphalt plant. The salt tears up asphalt, so it's a constant rotation. That's why the state of Ohio's flower is the orange barrel, right? So millions and millions of dollars going into our streets. And that's why doing something like Worcester Road West is so important, because it wasn't just a resurfacing, it was a full depth reconstruction. So we'll have to resurface it at some point, but they'll take off the 2 inches, put 2 inches back on, and it'll have that solid base there. So that's why that was so important for the long term. So that's all I have, unless there's any questions. Yes?
Not really a question. I'll make it quick. I'm sorry. Just to follow up with the dumpster behind Subway, I also talked to the rep, and they're going to pick the dumpster up Wednesday.
Yeah.
So that will help prevent, because I'm like, listen, it hit Facebook. Everybody's going to think that's an open dumpster now. So.
Well, the Republic one's gone as well. So I went by before council. I apologize, I was late. I was in another meeting, but it's empty, the Kimball one, but I'm glad that's being.
Yeah.
I don't think.
You might want to zip tie shut. Yeah, good. Overnight, because.
I wouldn't
you're
say
right.
Anything.
Yeah. And then the only other thing I was going to advise council, I thought it was very helpful shortly after I got on council to meet with Mr. Flaker, because fund accounting is very different than any other type of accounting or what you do in your own lives. And he spent probably a good amount of time with me, because I sometimes have questions. And it was just good to learn from him. So I would schedule that if you haven't already. With that, I'm done, Mayor.
All right.
Just real quick, Mayor. Big kudos to the water department guys. I actually asked them how many water main breaks we've had. And it was just like from the middle of December to like through January, we're 60. So they've been working their butts off. Like, yeah. And obviously they were going to be working late tonight also. So
with the water cutouts, you know, everything is different, right? There is no kind of standard. So how big is the water line? Where's the break at? Because the water could be trickling out here, but the break is actually over here. And that could be blocks apart. How deep is the water line? What's the age of the water line? So it could take 2 hours to fix. It could take 12 hours to fix. So there is like no standard. It's just they're chasing these. They're trying to fix them and repair them as quick and restore water as quickly as possible. Not that the restoration of the street is an afterthought, but it kind of is. We want to make sure that the water is restored to service the business or the residents. So, do you have questions?
I was just going to say the renter of the Republic trash container at Subway said that that one was not supposed to be gone, because he's the one actually reached out to me about the Kimball one. So I don't know where the Republic one went, and he's trying to figure that out. So there will still be one there, but so not over.
Case of the missing dumpster.
That's it.
Mr. Garrett has something there.
Yes.
Do we have? I know the answer to this question, because I own property in the city, at least in the regards to the residents. Do we have any backflow preventers on our main zoning house?
That would be up to the homeowner. So we are in charge of the main and the street. The property owner is responsible from the house to the main.
Have we ever had conversations like with the guys that are regularly doing water main repairs, whether or not they're experiencing water coming back through the lines that's making it to where difficult for them to do a repair, because people are releasing a vacuum seal within the hook within the house, allowing all that water to come back in while we're working the hole?
I'm not sure.
I'm just curious.
They go through a lot of training and a lot of certification, so I'm assuming that they're looking at that.
I was just curious. I didn't know. It's becoming more of a standard. I didn't realize this until I moved out of Summit County, but like it's kind of the norm that most houses anymore have to have high county code backflow preventers. So that when those kind of things happen, not to mention siphon chemicals and things back, and if you have a line hooked up with your garden hose or something, it's a water drop. But I was just curious, I didn't know if that ever becomes an issue for them, where they, I guess, they put it this long, so.
I'm not sure how many water drops you said.
Don't tease me. We don't have more.
I do have a copy of a piece of legislation from the 1900s, making the legal to spit outside of the system.
That wasn't.
Thank you.
Brad, come back to council.
Are there any more remarks?
Conversation.
No.
No, we are adjourned at 9:00.
Thank you.